do it there. Dirt, double down, do it so you can't get that thing up.
Dirt down?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of insect that makes its nest out of paper on the side of your house?
Yeah, they call them wasps.
Those are bad to sting, aren't they?
They sure are.
Ever been stung by one?
Yeah, so. And then the bumblebee. Is a bumblebee. Got his nest down in the ground. You don't see that, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
And boy, them things get on you to eat you up. I tell you, when I run up on them, I go get some gas and pour them. That's burn them up. They can't go nowhere then in that gas here.
That takes care of them.
Yeah.
Is there a...
And that's good for anxious too. Okay. It's pulled in the... And the ain't big. You don't be worried with no answer there no more.
Did your grandmother ever make any kind of home remedies or medicines, you know, out of roots or anything like
yes.
that for your children?
And give it to us and it'll work on us just like cooking off. Sure did. She's grinding the wood and get some hoa, what you call it. And make that and give it to us, John. And she used to get cod wrap and make tea and hold her and make tea and get the husband who's had a cold. But now, if you have a cold, now you go on to the doctor and give him some money and give you a shot. That's right.
You ever make anything out of mullein?
Yes, I didn't. I don't know how, but I had one mullein out there, and my grandmama and them used to raise it. And it didn't come up this year. I think that cold must have kicked. But it'll go to seed. That mullein is good for your knees and things.
Do y'all have a bug around here that's bad about making your skin itch, like a red bug or chigger?
I don't know.
Hadn't heard about that. No red bug, no chigger.
No.
Make your skin itch.
No, I haven't. I guess there was no red bug since I come in town. But you used to get full of red bug when you go out of weeds. You used to get just full of them things. And, you had to pick them out of the skin. And I tell you something else, I'll get on a tick out in the bush, out in the weeds, and they go down in your skin. You gotta catch all of them and pull them out. But I ain't seen none of that since I've been in town. But all that junk used to be out the country. But I think about this here, up in the air and getting this here spray. And then I call the name of the airplane. See the airplane go around now and spraying, and that's gonna kill a lot of insects. But when I stayed in the country, you couldn't go out in the weeds down. If you did, you got full of red bug or full of them old teeth plum, and you had to catch and pull. And that red bug, he better not. And you had to take a pin and get somebody to go all up on your home and get them red bug, you know, for man. They was rain. They bad out of your skin. And them old tits used to do that. I have pulled tits out sometimes out of my leg, and I'd get my hood and get it out of my back. Sometimes eat you up. But you don't see none of that now, because people now is more wild.